All right, this is episode 2 of the Rabid Rabbit Hole podcast. I got Ryan here with me. Grant's behind the computer. This is basically episode 1 version 2 or 2.0. The first one was kind of in my garage, and now we're in a somewhat professional studio.
That sounds pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, going from garage to
semi-formal
studio.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked. It's been a long time coming, been working, classes, learning how to do all this stuff, I guess, and now I've finally got a real studio to be able to produce in, or I guess make these things. Yeah, so.
Yeah, man, I mean.
And I'm stoked to have you on.
Oh, dude, stoked to be on.
Yeah.
Honestly, this will be my first podcast, first time ever.
That's awesome. Grant, how about you? First time recording anything other than...
I mean, yeah, this is like the first time I've professionally recorded anything.
Yeah.
Mostly everything's been on my voice memos on my phone.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty cool experience. I'm excited, boys.
I'm excited.
Psyched to do this with you guys.
We'll get right into it and let's... Yep. The freaking Thunder, dude. Like, what the hell? They were up 20 points in the third quarter and I stopped watching, went and played video games, came back and my roommate was like, they lost by 2. I'm so pissed. And I'm like, how the fuck do you lose by 2 when you're up 20 in the third?
Dude, last
night
was...
With triple-double and 36 points from... Triple-double from Russ and 36 points from PG? That's
turnovers,
crazy.
Man.
Turnovers.
Turnovers.
Fouling too much, too.
Yeah.
Did anyone foul out?
No one fouled out last night, but I watched the whole game. It was a little disappointing, not going to lie. I was very disappointed at the end. Just undisciplined basketball. When you're up 20 points, started getting undisciplined.
Started getting lazy.
Not really foul trouble. I mean, Terrence Ferguson had 5 fouls going into the fourth, but I mean, just put him into the line too much. Like, a lot of undisciplined basketball when you're up by 20 points.
I saw Bogdanovich had like 26 or something.
You know, I don't know. I didn't see their stats line.
After Sabonis.
Oh, Sabonis, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sabonis.
Sabonis.
Brought the lunch pail. He was doing some work last night. It was tough. I mean, it was good to see Paul George get 36. Not going to lie, Russell Westbrook had a triple-double.
Of course. I mean, how often does he not have a triple-double? More often than not, he has one. Maybe that might not be true, but I think it is. Every time I watch it, he's recording triple doubles. It's crazy.
Or damn near.
Damn near.
It's kind of crazy.
He'll get like 26, 10, and 9. Basically a triple double.
Yeah.
When you repeat that every night and then have a real triple double, and then next game you have 20, 10, and 9, it's like that's basically a triple double.
Basically.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm glad that it's not.
Denver's one game back from first place in the West. Did you know that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
From the Golden State. If they...
I will say this, though. I watched a little bit of that Denver-Golden State game, and that was tough. That was Klay Thompson's first game back, I think, and they put it on him.
Really?
Yeah, they put it on him in the
Did they play last night?
No. They played, I believe, last Saturday.
Okay.
And then...
Golden State washed him, right?
Yeah, it was like a fifth. It was a double-digit win.
But it would be huge for Denver if they got the first place or first seed going into the playoffs. That's huge.
Oh, very huge.
You won't have to play the Warriors until the finals. Even if you got number 2, you wouldn't either. But it would be huge to get number 1.
It would, especially for such a young team.
Yeah.
That's the thing though about this team, guys, is everyone thought they were going to drop off, and I was sitting there going, I don't think so. These guys are pretty good. I mean, Nikola Jokic, all-star. Jamal Murray, bona fide star.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a...
They have a really good, young team.
Oh, very good young team.
So good.
That addition of Paul Millsap, I thought, was a great addition for him last year, and kind of in the same story this year. I mean, on and off hurt.
Yeah.
But great leadership for
all the young guys,
team.
Really.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's huge. What about the East? Who do you think is going to come out of the East? I mean, you got Toronto, you got Boston, you got Philly. Those are like the top 3,
You know?
Realistically.
I really love Philadelphia.
Really?
Ever since they got Ben Simmons, I've been rolling with them. Even his rookie year when he got hurt, I was still trying to roll with him because, you know, I play a lot of NBA 2K. So that was just kind of the team that I rolled with.
Yeah.
Like to roll with younger teams that have, like, you know, potential.
That's how I'm with football.
But, man.
With football, I'm not even, like, I'm a Giants fan. Unfortunately, this time around, they are trashing their team. But I've become more of just a football fan in general. I like watching the college guys go and see how they produce in the NFL and what they do. And the Cleveland Browns are basically the next thing, I think. It's going to be them and the Chiefs for a long time coming.
My Cleveland Browns got better.
My
Baker Browns.
They got 100 times
got better. OBJ.
They almost made the playoffs last year. They're going to make the playoffs this year. They could win the AFC North easily.
And as a Dallas Cowboys fan, I am so glad Odell is now with the Browns because, Lord, I do not want to see him twice a year.
Yeah.
Now, you know, might see him once a year, might not see him at all.
Yeah.
But for my Baker Browns, this is huge because, one, Odell is coming to a place where he can rely on multiple people. Eli Manning has been getting older, and he has been trash.
He is older, and he is more trashy now than he has ever been. But I think if they get Haskins, which that's who I hope they get, shout out Buckeyes, if they get Haskins, if they sit him, if they sit Haskins for, you know, the first 6-7 weeks of the season, let him kind of understand the playbook, understand what it's like to be in the NFL for real behind Eli, because Eli is still smart. Like, he's still got insane football IQ. He's just not as athletic anymore. If they sit him behind Eli and then throw him in, you know, week 8, whatever, against, you know, the Dolphins or whoever, a shitty team that they play, I think that would be huge. If they would have kept OBJ and got Haskins, that team would have been unreal, especially next year. All they would have had to done is work on the line. Work on that line, make sure Haskins not getting killed every game. You know, he's not getting sacked 6 times a game. Eli's getting sacked 6 times a game last year, you know. It's crazy.
Yeah, the offensive line was not good.
Terrible.
Personally, I think they should follow the Browns model with sitting Baker for a little bit and just kind of letting him feel what it's like to be a pro.
That's what I'm saying.
And then let Dwayne Haskins learn from a Hall of Fame QB and Eli Manning. Even though he is at the end of his career,
he's still
very knowledgeable and knows what it takes.
Exactly.
You stick Dwayne Haskins behind him for all of training camp in those first 6 weeks, I think he'd be...
He learned so much.
Yes.
And then Baker came in. And then especially when they got rid of Hugh Jackson or whatever his name is, when they got rid of him, Baker lit it up. He lit it up. That team finally didn't have a coach that they didn't want to play for.
I will also say this, guys. I think Baker could have started day one last year.
He easily could have. Yes, he could have.
If he would have started day one, they would have been in the playoffs.
I think so. I think that's true.
Undoubtedly. But, you know, we just won't ever know. I personally feel that way. But if the Giants would have kept OBJ, I would have had them trying to get the number one pick to get Kyler Murray. I think Kyler Murray with that squad would have been
cold,
gentlemen.
Yeah, I personally would rather have Haskins. As a Giants fan and as an Ohio State Buckeyes fan, I would rather have Haskins. But at the same time, it would have been unreal with Saquon, OBJ, and Sterling Shepard on the other side, and Kyler Murray throwing it to him or running around. That would have been unreal. That would have been just like the Browns now.
Because if you put in some RPOs with Saquon and Kyler Murray, and then you have who's the tight end of the Giants?
Oh, I can't even remember his name.
Evan Ingram.
Yep. Evan Ingram, he's a solid tight end in this league.
Yeah.
And you put that in some RPOs, my goodness.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what the Browns are going to do. The Browns have Baker. They have Nick Chubb. They got Kareem Hunt. They have OBJ now, Jarvis Landry. They have
Galloway. Is it Njoku?
They got that one tight end from he got released from the Chiefs, I think. They picked him up. So you have a stack. All they got to do is make sure that line's good, which, by the way, I was telling you the other day how who's regretting retiring? Joe Thomas. He has to be.
Maybe.
I would be. You play your whole career with the Browns, you don't make the playoffs once, and then you 2 years later after you retire, they're probably going to win the AFC North. That's crazy.
I mean, he was like 30-something years old. He was getting pretty old.
But one more.
But I mean, he was still one of the best.
If he came back more season this year, that'd be pretty cool. I would appreciate that for him. That's just my thoughts. I think he's probably reflecting back on the retirement and being, damn, what could have been.
Yeah, especially for last year.
What do you think of Antonio Brown's all his antics?
You know, he bet on himself, and it paid off.
He did bet on
himself. Because, I mean, if you look at Le'Veon Bell, he bet on himself, and it did not pay off. I mean,
he still got money, but he didn't get the money he probably could have gotten.
Exactly.
But that's the thing, is he did not want to be tied to something he didn't want to do, which was be under franchise tag every year with the Steelers. He just didn't want that, and I understand it.
Well, that's one of the things, and I mean, he also bet on himself that the tape is not going to lie. And, I mean, the tape doesn't lie. But if you think about it, that was not last year. It was 2 years.
Yeah, he sat out a whole year.
He sat out the whole year.
What's that like?
And also, when you're a guy that's been suspended for substance abuse, like, can't stay off the weed, man.
Yeah.
He can't stay off the weed enough to, you know, play a full season.
Grant, what's that like going, you know, playing football? And if you take a whole year off, like, coming back, what's that going to – what do you expect from Le'Veon Bell's, like, performance? Obviously, he's one of the top running backs in the league, so it might not have any impact. He might just come out there and light it up game one. Yeah. But, like, what do you think his production value is going to be coming back after a year?
He's obviously a professional, and he has been keeping his body in shape, but there's nothing like real reps. You can always practice in your the practice field and stuff.
Yeah.
You can practice your reps, but there's nothing like a real game rep. And so that's going to be interesting, his first few games coming back, knocking that rust off, to turning back into the old Le'Veon Bell, the best running back that we knew, the best running back in the league that we knew. And I'm interested to see if he can gain that form again, because, I mean, it's hard to do that. It's hard to take a year off and come back and be magically the best. At your peak again.
Yeah. So, him going to the Jets, though, with Sam Darnold, I think that's huge for the Jets. I mean, they're a trash franchise, in my opinion, but
very trash.
But I think that's going to be huge for them. They got a young QB. They got an experienced veteran. Well, how long's Le'Veon been in the league? Like 5 years? 6 years?
Five or six.
So a veteran running back, you know, how's he going to be able to help Sam Darnold? I think it's going to be huge.
Here's what I'm going to predict right now. Game one, the rust that we're all going to see, he's going to still have over 100 yards all-purpose, whether it's receiving or rushing, because, one, he's the only –
I bet you he has 100 rushing yards.
I just don't know if their offensive line – I don't know if their offensive line's that good. I mean,
I'm sure they addressed that in the draft, and – There's still a bunch of offseason left in free agency. So
don't get me wrong, you can address that in the draft, but it's still very difficult to get rookie guys to really, you know, not mess up.
It's
very rare to get, you know, just offensive linemen that can just dominate the game.
Yeah.
So
that's like why Zeke did so well his first year, because Cowboys had I don't know if they still I don't think they still do but they had like the biggest line in the league when Zeke came in his rookie year.
My Dallas Cowboys had the best offensive line in pro football. You had Frederick as your center. You had Martin, who actually came in and was a rookie and was killing it. You had Doug Free, and then you had Tyron Smith, and then I cannot remember the left guard, but those guys,
Leary.
O'Leary, that's
Ronald
right.
O'Leary, yep.
Those guys were some hogs, man.
Yeah,
they were some hogs.
But, I mean, Zeke didn't perform. I mean, he still performed spectacular this past season. But he wasn't rookie season Zeke. Like, his numbers weren't the same.
No, that's what happens when you know, your starting center, all pro center. Has to sit out due to health concerns.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really hoping he comes back, because when he's healthy, he's one of the best centers in the league. Then you have Tyron Smith, who's always had back problems. I also have Zach Martin, who I think missed his first game this year since he's been in the league.
Wow.
So he got a little dinged up. They did have a couple backups that came in and did pretty well. But, you know, it was just the fact that the Cowboys didn't have really anyone to pass to. They got rid of Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
And that trade for Amari Cooper turned out to be a lifesaver.
Yeah, that – at first, it was like, what is going on? Like, what are either of the teams doing?
Love that
trade.
But
then it kind of paid off. And now the Raiders didn't even give up a first-rounder for Brown. They gave up a third and a fifth, I think. Or maybe it was a fourth and a fifth. But I think it was a third and fifth. They didn't give up one first-rounder. Not a single one for Antonio Brown.
Think about this. They traded Amari Cooper for a first-round pick. Everyone thought that was a good move, you know? I love the move either way because I've watched a lot of Amari Cooper in my time.
Yeah.
Watched him a lot in college, watched him a lot in Oakland. It just wasn't clicking when Gruden came into town. And
yeah, for some reason,
a change of scenery was needed. A change of scenery was needed.
If you guys had to choose between Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham, who are you guys choosing to start your franchise today?
Dude,
the same age as they are today.
I'm choosing OBJ for the fact that the antics that Antonio Brown had off the field. Like, yeah, OBJ, you know, he punches water, you know, jugs and field goal post or whatever, or practice post, whatever, nets. He does all that, but Antonio Brown, like, publicly attacked, like, the whole fucking team, basically, you know? It's kind of like a professional stance. Like, OBJ has some antics, yeah, he has some criticism, but he's not, like, openly disrespecting a veteran QB, you know, coaches, ownership, which I get it. If you don't like the situation, that's fine. Like, you can address it, but the way he went about it was kind of skeptic, you know, I guess.
I mean, during the season last year, OBJ was talking about trying to get him more involved in the game plan. So he was kind of taking shots at
well, he wasn't
Eli
doing it in such a disrespectful way, you know?
No, okay, you're right on that.
Yeah,
but,
he was doing it in more of a, like, he still was criticizing, but that's fine. There's, criticism is needed everywhere. He just wasn't being a crazy person. So for that fact, I would take OBJ.
Yeah, I mean, OBJ has blonde hair, but... I mean, Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown dyed his mustache blonde, looked like a walrus.
Yeah, well, he's also got those things in his hair now. He colored like the tips of his hair.
Yeah, he
reminds
me
of Tekashi 6ix9ine. To be honest, just like a different version,
just an older version.
But like, who would you take, Grant?
I'm taking Odell,
really?
Younger guy, 5 years younger. I think he's a more polished receiver. I think Antonio Brown is a more pure, just run down the field, make a few cuts, and he's gone.
Yeah.
I think Odell has the best hands in the league. I think he's one of the fastest and quickest players in the league off the line. So for that reason, I'd take Odell. You obviously can't go wrong with either player. They're two of the greatest receivers.
Like on the field, you can't go wrong either way.
No, absolutely not. So, but I'm personally taking Odell.
It's going to be interesting to see how the Raiders do with Carr throwing to Brown. You know, after the abysmal year they had last year, due to a bunch of things, I'm sure. One, trading away Mac, that was a mistake. Trading away Amari Cooper, so they had no one to throw to, basically. So how is Carr going to produce with Brown now? I think it'll work all right.
You know, I've always been a Carr fan ever since he came out of Fresno. Really enjoyed watching him actually play at the collegiate level. Saw a lot of stuff that thought would translate well into the NFL. And then they had a good year when they had Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper. Went to the playoffs. Unfortunately, Carr got hurt. I think that's when he broke his leg.
Yeah. That was unfortunate.
So
they had
a
stacked team.
Yeah.
I was rooting for them.
It's tough to come back once you break your leg. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, he had a down year. And then now they have Antonio Brown. And going back to the question of who would I rather have, OBJ or Antonio Brown? Personally, I'm going Antonio Brown.
Really?
I love Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Love him. Of course, you know, him and Le'Veon are a little bit more character to the franchise, so you do have to police them a different way.
Yeah, you do.
Same with OBJ, though. You got to police them a different way. But I'm going to go Antonio Brown because if we're taking him at the age that he is right now, he has been, I believe, in the top five every year for the past 6 years.
Oh, easily. I think Antonio Brown's been one of the top receivers.
Yeah, he's been the top. He's been one of the top receivers
since he started.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But so you have a guy that has been doing it 6 years straight. He's going from Big Ben, who is going to be a Hall of Famer, to Derek Carr. I think there is going to be a little bit difference, but if the Raiders can get another receiver in the draft,
which they're probably going to,
I'm really hoping they get. I don't know where I want my boy Marquise to go. Actually, I think it'd be kind of cool if he went to Oakland.
What if he went to the Browns?
Cousin.
I'm actually looking at a mock draft right now. You guys mentioned him playing with Derek Carr. I'm looking at a mock draft by Jared Dubin of CBS Sports, and he has the Raiders trading up to number one to take Kyler Murray.
That's wild. I don't think the Raiders are ready to move on from Carr.
The Cardinals didn't even show up to Murray's pro day.
The Cardinals meet with him privately or something?
Yeah, but I mean, let's just say that the Cardinals are maybe using all this that they want Kyler Murray so bad to up their trade stock to make people trade more to them, because they have Josh Rosen. He's a very, very good and very accomplished quarterback in college.
People forget.
A very polished quarterback.
Yeah, people forget Jared Goff's first year. He was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, he was terrible. And now he's, like, MVP caliber, you know, in the conversation at least, or will be over the next few years. Josh Rosen could very well be the same thing. They just got Cliff Kingsbury coming in to coach him. Dude, he could very well light it up next year.
I will say the one thing with Jared Goff that we need to talk about, why he had a crappy first season, is because of Fisher.
Take it back.
Yeah, I was about to say that's disrespectful.
take it back.
Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher is the greatest coach of all time.
Jeff Fisher ruins careers.
Sometimes you need to move.
And if you look at St. Louis, as soon as they hired that man, he had one decent season, and the rest were trash.
Shout out, Big Cat, but sometimes you got to move backwards in order to move forward. So
exactly, and that's why he got fired, and Sean McVay is now the head coach. And
he got stuck. He got stuck in reverse. Okay, it's not his fault. It was a technical difficulty.
He derailed Vince Young's career. He derailed Sam Bradford's career.
I think Vince Young derailed his own career.
It was a little bit of both, but Jeff Fisher definitely did not help Vince Young at all whatsoever.
So now that we're talking about Jared Goff, like, how do you foresee the next, you know, 10 years in the NFL with Brady getting older? We don't know when he's going to retire, if ever. He probably won't. He'll probably die on the field. But realistically, the next, you know, the next group of guys is Jared Goff, Patrick Mahomes, you know, Baker Mayfield, and then the incoming class. That's the next, you know, class of quarterbacks that are going to be competing year in and year out in the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, and I think when you look at the Chiefs, I think they got a lot better. They signed Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, that's
they
huge.
Signed
that's
the
replacing
Honey
Eric Berry.
Badger himself.
That's
for,
huge.
What was it, Eric Berry they released? Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting a younger guy who I think has a lot more ball skills than Berry. And you still have a guy who's going to come down and hit you. Has a guy who can drop back in zone coverage, play man-to-man. I mean, you're getting a guy who can do a lot of stuff for your defense, and that defense needed a lot.
So basing the teams off before the draft how they are now, what do you guys look at as next season's, like, playoff picture?
So if I'm going to do the AFC, you know, I'm not really going to put them in any order. I'm just going to, you know, give you my eight teams.
And
you know, I'm always going to go Patriots. I'm a Cowboys-Patriots fan. Cowboy number one, Patriots number two.
I've been
a Patriots fan since the first grade, so not a bandwagon fan. Been watching them forever. Then, you know, Baker and the boys up there in Cleveland.
They're probably going to take the North.
They look very poised to do so. I mean, Baltimore got a little bit better, I believe. But
they lost a bunch. Terrell Suggs went to the Cardinals.
Yeah, they did lose a lot.
A couple other guys left the Ravens.
And I'm not completely sold on Lamar Jackson. You know,
yeah,
I like Lamar Jackson, don't get me wrong.
It's going to catch up to him.
As a pocket quarterback, when push comes to shove, will he be able to develop a pocket presence?
I don't think so. That's just my opinion, game. But I don't think so. But
because he's a freakish Chiefs, athlete. Freakish athlete.
For me, I think AFC is going to look like it's going to be the Chiefs, you know, the Browns, Patriots, obviously, Chargers probably. And then from there, I think it's kind of like it's kind of close for the next two or three seeds. Well, I guess I said four, so the next four seeds.
Because, I mean, Indianapolis, they
forgot about them.
They were hot for a second, then completely fizzled out.
I mean, as long as if they get a couple key players, like, they could produce.
And then you also have the Texans. I love me some Deshaun Watson, man.
Yeah.
Love me some Deshaun.
That was an unreal season they had. To start the season off 0-3 and then go on, what, 9 or 10 game win streak?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I watched the Houston Dallas game, and that was a great game. You want to talk about a wide receiver I would want to put on my team? DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He's one of the best ones,
goodness.
Too. Who was it that they picked up from Denver, but then they released him after the season was over?
Demaryius Thomas.
He tore his
Achilles, I believe.
Was it his Achilles?
I think so.
Damn.
Either that or he tore something.
And then from the NFC,
he got arrested.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I think it was.
Why can't you just stay out of trouble, dude? Like, you're making
either.
Millions
I think
of dollars.
It was assault. I'm not 100% sure on that, though. I think I saw something about that.
That's crazy. So, what about you, Grant? What do you think the AFC is looking like next year? And
so,
that's not based off the draft this year.
I would go before draft, division by division. I'm going to give the AFC North to the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
The old Brownies,
that's,
baby.
That's almost a consensus at this point.
I might be biased about this, but I'm giving the AFC South to the Texans. I think Deshaun Watson will just continue to improve. I think he's on two fresh knees next year, not coming off any injuries. I think that defense is – they lost Tyrann Mathieu, but they got two or three cornerbacks and safeties in the free agency, Tayshaun Gibson, Bradley Roby, and so I think they'll be much more improved on the defensive side. So I'll give the Texans AFC South. AFC West, I'm going to give back to the Chiefs with Patty Mahomes.
Almost got it.
Of course. And then – let's see what else is left. AFC East, go with the Pats, baby. Patriots. Tom Brady, dude, he is a beast.
Can't count him out. Like, as much as it sucks, if you've counted him out, which pretty much everyone has for the past 5 years, and he's proven it wrong, like, there's no point in counting him out at 6 years. Eventually,
is,
the time will come, but I just don't think that time.
I'm giving.
No one knows when that time's going.
He is the greatest quarterback to play the game of football because, one, he is a killer. Two, longevity. This man keeps his body in shape for football all year round. He trains his body to be in tip-top shape, and guess what? He might not be able to throw as far as he can, or he used to, but
he does what he needs
still
to.
Still accurate.
Yeah, it's insane.
Because if you look at Peyton Manning's last year, that man could hardly throw it down, or throw it 10 yards down the field.
Yeah.
I think it was like 20 yards, and then after that, it was like Duck City, or he just like inaccurate.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching the Carolina Broncos game in the Super Bowl. That was a very boring Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
That was, ooh.
That was terrible. But,
my two wild card teams, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Chargers.
Yeah, for sure, I think.
Solid choice.
I'm going Chargers, and I'm going Colts. Like you said, I think the Colts are really good. I think they're really, really good.
You know who's not going to be too bad next year again? And last year they had a down season compared to the year before. It's the Jags. The Jags went from AFC championship game to being basically a terrible team. And now they got Nick Foles. They lost the boat in Bortles, but they got Nick Foles, Big Dick Nick. He's coming in, and I think he's going to be able to at least – you know, control the offense in a way, give another option for, you know, Leonard Fournette to have, instead of just knowing he's going to run every time. Like, it's easy to stop when you know you don't have a quarterback that can do much,
it's
and you're going to give it to Leonard Fournette.
Blake Bortles was garbage.
Watch your mouth.
Garbage.
Yeah, you need to watch that.
It's
garbage.
So, best of all time. but
garbage.
What do you guys think about NFC?
Maybe at UCF.
NFC. Giants will not make the playoffs. I know that's for sure.
And if they do,
of course.
But the Rams.
I will wear a Giants jersey for the first time ever.
The Rams are going to make the playoffs. The Vikings, maybe.
I might go.
I
might go Chicago instead of the Vikings.
Oh, Chicago's definitely going to. Yeah, Chicago's going. I think Chicago's going to be legit if they can get a wideout again, mm-hmm. and then
they need like a premier receiver, Jordan Howard. And Tariq Cohen. They need a premier receiver for Mitch Trubisky, though.
Yeah, but it could have been Kevin White a couple years ago, but his first two or three seasons, he was
Mitch
injured.
Trubisky looked really good last year, boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He looked good. He looked bad.
If you can get him some real talent.
He's my dark horse MVP guy, dude.
Ooh, he's a guy that
good.
Can, you
That's
know,
a good,
he is
horse.
A guy that can extend the play.
Yeah.
He's good at rolling
he's
out
smart
of the pocket.
Too. Where did he go to college? UNC, right?
North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina.
That's pretty good for him. That's and the fact that they picked up the Khalil Mack last year,
huge. Turned around the franchise.
First game he came in, lit it up.
Turned around the franchise. Was it against the Packers? Was that the first game last year?
Yeah, I think so. Actually,
when he came in and
tore up Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, destroyed Aaron Rodgers.
Like
and then
sacks,
Aaron Rodgers somehow came back and took that game.
Aaron Rodgers. If I was in the AFC North, I would hate him. I mean, they all do, but like. That sucks, dude. To have to play him twice a year.
I'm pretty sure some of his teammates might hate him, too. But, it just is what it is. I mean.
There was rumors that Antonio Brown was going to go there, and that would have been crazy. Give Aaron Rodgers a real, true star receiver.
I mean, Adams, I mean, he's a solid receiver.
He
and
is,
you got,
but Antonio Brown is another level.
Oh, yeah, he is
like,
another
there's
level.
There's tiers, and there's in tier one, you got Antonio Brown, OBJ, DeAndre Hopkins, and then
Julio Jones,
maybe.
I might throw Amari Cooper in there, because when he came to the Cowboys, man, are you kidding me? He was out there lighting it up.
Maybe. I would
lighting
say
it
Saints,
up.
Saints are going to be legit next year, for sure.
What about Michael Thomas?
Michael Thomas,
he has to be tier one.
Yeah, he's definitely
he's
up
that
there
bridge.
Too.
I would say between.
I think
tier
yeah,
one
I think he's
two.
On. He's a fringe tier one, top of the tier two,
mm-hmm. absolutely
for sure. But and then going from there, it's like you don't really like. I don't see Carolina doing much. I don't see Atlanta doing much. Philly might be all right because you know, it's the NFC East. Like you don't really have much contention. Washington's not going to do anything. And they got Case Keenum, but. That's the other thing I was going to say earlier was Alex Smith had a terrible leg injury. Like,
oh, my goodness. I didn't even see it.
You didn't see it?
I didn't see it.
You're not missing it. Like, you're missing out on a gruesome, gruesome injury. It was disgusting.
So I heard.
And he may or may not play football again. But if he does, I don't think he's going to be anywhere near what he was.
No, probably not.
Because you're always going to have that in your mind. Like, dude, I blew up my leg.
What is it with these Washington quarterbacks?
Yeah,
that get their legs horrifically
I don't know what
snapped.
It is. Well, it's I have no idea. It's crazy, but they got Case Keenum from the Broncos, and then Joe Flacco went to the Broncos. Which I don't know how you go from Case Keenum to Joe Flacco and think that's an improvement. Joe Flacco is the biggest. He's the largest paid quarterback. That's the worst. Like for the amount of money
paid
he gets
off of
he's
one Super Bowl. I mean, once he makes it to the playoffs, he's usually really good.
That's true. And he's always had a great defensive team. Like, he didn't really need to do too much. What are your thoughts on the NFC, Grant?
Okay. I'll give the NFC East to the Dallas Cowboys. I know. That's going to make Ryan probably happy.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
I'll give the NFC South to the Saints. I think Drew Brees has got one more run in him.
Yeah.
It'd
be nice to see him go out with a Super Bowl, actually.
Absolutely. I'll give the NFC North to the Bears. Bears. NFC East or NFC West to the Los Angeles Rams. And I think the 49ers will make the playoffs. I think Jimmy G, they got picked up some few pieces.
He tore his ACL,
agency.
Right?
Yeah.
He did.
How do you think he's going to come back?
Off of a dumb play.
Yeah.
He tore
Is
his
he starting
ACL
the season?
Off a dumb play.
I think he'll play because he got hurt earlier in the season, right? So he'll be back.
Yeah, he got hurt like I think 4 weeks in. Yeah.
So if he doesn't, if he doesn't start the season, he's gonna be in like within the first few weeks probably.
Yeah.
Had him on my fantasy team. Had to drop him immediately.
That's heartbreaking.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Of course he was playing like trash anyway.
Yeah, I forgot about the 49ers. Like they could be legit too. Mm-hmm. Like if he stays healthy and they get a couple weapons.
And they had the number 2 pick in the draft too.
Yeah.
So if
they could they could trade that for like multiple picks or just talent and picks. You know, they could package that out.
Yeah, I think they'll take Joey Bosa. With that second pick.
Nick Bosa.
What did Joey, I say, Joey?
Joey's on
Nick
Chargers.
Bosa, yeah, Nick Bosa. Dude, Nick Bosa is a beast.
Yeah,
both
he's a
those
beast.
Kids, both
it's
those
too bad he decided to sit out the rest of the year for my Buckeyes, but
yeah.
I get it. Like,
it's football, man. It's not like basketball.
Hey, you gotta like, hey, if you're going to bet on yourself, you got to really bet on yourself. And mm-hmm. he did, and I think it's going to pay off for him. Like, he's going to get his money.
See,
yeah, go get your money, dude.
When you're talking about football and you get hurt, then yeah, and you're like going to be a high draft pick, and then it's probably smart to sit out. But, like, basketball-wise, it's basketball, man.
It's like Zion.
Yeah, Zion, man.
Zion. Did you see what Zion said about he responded to people making comments about how he should sit out the rest of the year, and he said something along the lines of, like.
He said, for those of you that thought I wouldn't play, y'all are not smart. He basically wanted to say, you guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah, basically. I mean,
well, yeah, man. He's a basketball player.
He's going to go out and play.
He's going to go play basketball.
Because
the only way to get better is to play against good opponents.
Like, I feel like in basketball, the likelihood of having a gruesome injury is way lower than football. Like, you have a higher potential of getting career-ending injuries in football versus basketball. Like, of course, you got the Kevin Ware, Louisville. Like, you have those situations, but those are like freak accidents. And
yeah, man, like Paul George.
There's almost nothing you can do.
Going up to dunk or block James Harden's shot, one of the two. I couldn't remember.
But if Zion didn't care about winning a national title and like having a successful college basketball year or career, I guess he would have done what. Ben Simmons did. Went to, like, LSU or something. Like, yeah, LSU was all right, but, like, they weren't going to win the national title.
No.
But he knew because he wasn't going to be playing top tier. He was going to play Kentucky every now and then, Florida. But, like, Ben Simmons went to LSU to just basically have his year of eligibility or, like, year of whatever.
I will say this,
he met the requirement.
It was very disappointing. Very disappointing to see them not make the tournament. Yeah, I was very, very disappointed to see that.
I think
that was the year that OU went down there and beat them. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, that was Buddy Hield's senior year.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah.
Duke blew out Syracuse last night, unfortunately. They washed them.
Oh, Zion had, was it 29 points on
13 of 13?
Yeah. On 13 on 13 shooting.
Yep. He was like 29, and well, I think he had 13 rebounds too. Yeah, or something.
Came in and dominated them. Like, dominated them.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch the game, but saw the stat line.
Probably,
I was like,
unless they
oh
win
my
the
God.
ACC, they're probably if they win the ACC, they're going to get a number one seed in the tourney. But even if they don't, they're the best. As long as Zion's playing, they're the best team in college basketball.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, I think if you take RJ Barrett off and keep Zion on, I think they still win more games.
Oh, yeah.
Because Zion is
a freak.
A freak, man.
He is unreal.
What is he, 6'8"?
Yeah, he's like 6'8",
280.
280. He, by the way, he went 13 for 13 with 29 points, 14 boards, and 5 steals.
That is unreal. 14 boards?
14 yeah.
14 boards.
Whoever gets the number one pick
in
the
unreal.
Draft.
And he's 6'6", or 6'7", whatever. 6'7". That's crazy. That's insane. He's going to be the number one, yeah, but who do you like? Who do you guys think? Obviously, it's hard to tell because the NBA does lottery, and they do the, you know, freaking ping pong balls or whatever.
Yeah.
They do that, so, like, it's hard to tell who's actually going to get it, but the Knicks have the worst record, so they have the high – I think
they have the
higher chance of getting it.
I think
the NBA did – the top three teams
the
have the same
three.
Amount of, like, chance or same potential.
Yeah, they did
so,
do
like,
that.
So, like, to kind of eliminate the tanking – schemes.
Can we get our top three mock drafts in for the NBA?
Yes, I gotcha.
But if the Knicks got them, I think that is very enticing for KD to go there.
Yeah, I would say this, though. KD goes to New York and Kyrie goes to New York. They might have to have, like, social media reps with them all the time.
Oh, for sure, dude. They're going to have watchdogs. Because
KD's going to end up crying in his bathroom
well,
every
KD
night.
Well, KD has, like, 1,000 accounts, you know, like, on Twitter and stuff.
I know. But honestly,
I have two, and it's hard. Like, I have it's kind of sad. This and
it's
my
it's
personal.
Really sad to see Kevin Durant. Like, this man put on a front to everyone, apparently, and then goes to Golden State, turns into a douchebag, and then hates that everyone is, like, calling him out on it. Like, he's...
You're an OKC fan, right?
I am an OKC fan. But, I mean, if you look at the way he's acting, he acted in Oklahoma City to what he's acting like in Golden State, I mean, you can see it.
Yeah.
Like, he is a lot more angry. Like, I feel like he felt that the backlash wasn't going to be as much as it was for him going to Golden State. But it was the weakest move an NBA NBA superstar has ever made.
Ooh, I don't know.
No, it 100% is. Like, 100% is the weakest move I've ever
made. I mean, yeah, it's move. Probably one of them. One of the worst.
No,
the
weakest move.
So, mock draft right now has Knicks obviously drafting number one, taking Zion Williamson. That's pretty obvious.
For sure.
But it's interesting. You know that Ja Morant from Murray State?
He's really good.
Jump out of the house. He's going number two to the Phoenix Suns in this one.
That'd be impressive.
What if Phoenix gets the number one pick? Then you have Devin Booker, Zion Williams,
and DeAndre Ayton. That would be.
I'd almost rather them have the number two because they need a point guard. Devin Booker is not a point guard.
I mean, they have Tyler Johnson. But he's not a point guard.
Yeah, but that would be pretty cool. If Morant, whatever his name is.
I think it's Morant.
Yeah, if he went to the Suns, that would be pretty impressive to see how he can have that team, you know, with him, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton.
If you draft Zion, do you think it would be hard to find a point guard in free
agency? I'm telling you right now, Zion's going number one no matter who it is.
Kyrie's going to New York, I think, no matter what.
I don't know. I think it's a high likelihood he does. But I also think there's a high chance he stays in Boston.
Dude, the Atlanta Hawks have the number 5 and number 6 picks in the draft.
Really?
I did not know that.
Who did they get one of them from?
The Mavs last year, I think, is what it was.
Right? Yeah, from Luka Doncic.
The Luka Doncic.
Yeah, Luka Doncic.
That's right now it has them taking Cam Reddish from Duke, the small forward from Duke, 6'7", small forward, pretty good, and DeAndre Hunter from Virginia.
What's he play? He's a power forward or small forward?
He's from Virginia. He's a small forward slash power forward, sophomore.
Wow.
Where do they have
6'7", 225?
Dude, if they got the 5th and 6th, and they get those two, Cam Reddish, him and Trae Young, that'd be unreal.
What's RJ looking like? RJ Barrett.
RJ Barrett's going number 3 to the Cleveland Cavaliers in this mock draft. So Duke's got 3 guys in the top 5.
Yikes.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I would like to see RJ Barrett on the Hawks. Love to see Trae Young with that man.
Yeah, I just don't see him slipping that far down.
No.
The Hawks are actually winning games.
You know who's the next?
Yeah, because Trae Young is an NBA point guard, people. People were doubting him since day one, and this man is out here putting up triple-doubles, putting up 50 points.
Did he put up 50 points?
49. Put up 49.
49.
So he didn't put up 50.
Not 50. 41.
Close.
49 points.
But what pick does the Mavs have in the draft?
The Mavs right now have – I don't think they have a
–
They don't have a first. They traded that first away, but I don't know if they had another one.
No, they
– But they got Porzingis, and if he gets healthy, and him and Doncic, dude.
Yeah, if that team's fully healthy.
And then if they get a third, get a real point guard. I know they traded Dennis Smith Jr. away, but –
Dallas has the 36th pick overall. It looks like they're taking a 6'8 power forward, Robert Franks, out of Washington State.
That doesn't seem like ideal, though, because, you know, they got Porzingis. I don't know if they need another big man. Well, I mean, you can never go wrong with you taking a big man, but, like, I feel like they should probably take a true point guard.
Grant, can you pull up the Mavs roster?
I can.
See what we can look into this.
I appreciate you, my dude Grant, behind the computer pulling stuff up back there. That's awesome.
I'm trying, boys. I'm trying.
Producing the show pretty well, I'd say.
Yeah.
They're also losing because Dirk has come out and said he's retiring for sure, right?
No, he has not.
Yeah, I don't. No, he has.
I'm pretty sure this is like because he's gone around and they've done like the tributes to him.
Yeah, but that was without him saying anything.
Yeah,
they just assume.
Yeah. So.
If I'm him, I'm coming back for one more year because
and then do a whole other tour.
Kristaps, man.
Yeah,
I'm playing
true.
With Kristaps.
Yeah.
So right now they have
mentor this man,
Jalen Brunson. He's a rookie from Villanova. Pretty good player.
He's a pretty good
Villanova's
point guard.
Terrible this year, by the way.
They actually have Antetokounmpo's little brother as a two-way player. I didn't know that.
He's a freak.
They have him on a two-way contract.
Yeah, two-way player. They have Justin Jackson out of North Carolina a few years ago. He's a
That's right. They got him for the Harrison Barnes trade.
That's yep. crazy.
Obviously, Luka. They have Tim Hardaway. They don't really – like you said, they don't have a true point guard.
Yeah, they don't. Oh, man. Because they traded Dennis Smith to get –
They have Luka.
See, they have a lot of solid pieces. Because, yeah. I mean, you have Luka who you can put at the one, Hardaway you can put at the two. Who's there?
Well, Luka, I think, is
who's
a two,
there at three?
Right?
Nah, he can play point guard.
Is he a
– He can play both. He's a combo guard.
Right now, their three looks like it's Justin Jackson – But I'm not sure if they play him at the three. He's listed as the three, but I'm not sure they play him at the three.
Yeah.
I forgot that they got him in that trade.
They're one or two pieces away from being really, really good.
Because, I mean, you have Luka Doncic. You got
Kristaps
Porzingis.
I think
they got Tim Hardaway. Tim Hardaway is a good pickup for him because he's a guy who can go get you a bucket.
Yeah, I think next year they're going to be an underrated team. Like, they're going to be the team that shocks someone in the playoffs. Like, they're going to be, like, the eighth seed next year. And they're going to beat whoever's number one. You know what's crazy is last year on March 12th, the Lakers were 30-36 or 29-31. Whatever their record was last year on March 12th, they had the same record on March 12th this year. Isn't that insane?
Who's that?
The Lakers.
Yeah.
Lakers they will had always a worse be team trash last year. They ever had a worse... since Kobe's last ring.
Oh, yeah.
The Lakers are going to be trash for
the Lakers
about
are my team,
five
but
more years.
They had the same... They had a worse team last year, had a, I think it was 30-36 or 30-31 record or whatever it was on March 12th. And then you add LeBron, and you have the same record on the following year.
I mean,
well, you have to remember,
like, he
LeBron
was hurt,
missed
though.
A ton of games in the middle of the season. He
yeah, but
like
still,
18
like,
to 20 games.
You'd think
Christmas
he would at least increase it by, like, four or five wins.
I mean, if you look
about,
at it, you got Christmas Day, you...
He's an alcoholic, by
he
way.
He gets hurt.
Allegedly.
Who?
LeBron James.
An alcoholic?
Allegedly.
Probably drinks a lot of wine.
A little
wine,
vino.
Man.
Vino,
yeah.
Nothing wrong with a little vino.
So you think about this. December 25th, play the Warriors. LeBron gets hurt. You still beat the Warriors. Then I think it was 3 weeks later or how many ever games. I think it was like 18. 18 games without LeBron.
True.
That is a lot of games. And then you have a lot of other pieces that are getting hurt. And then you have the whole we're going to trade half of our team to
get
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I think.
That demoralized all the young players.
Yeah.
All the older players were still able to play through the ups and the downs. But the young dudes really took that to heart because, I mean, they're young in the league. They don't know the business.
And they're looking,
they don't
I mean,
know the true business side.
They all looked up to LeBron in some way, you know, growing up. And they're playing with him now. And now they're like, now it came out that he allegedly or whatever wanted to trade all of them away. How's that look? You're the person you probably looked up to, or at least one guy you looked up to playing basketball. You're playing with him, and he wants to trade you away. All of you. That's got to hurt you. It's got to. Like, I know it's a business, but like,
think about this. This is the ebb and flow of LeBron James' career. He enters the league. The most hyped kid to ever walk through the draft at a high school level. And everyone loves him. Everyone loves him. Then he does the decision. Everyone hates him.
Yeah, except for Miami fans.
Everyone but Miami
hates him. And LeBron fans.
Yep. And then guess what? He comes back to Cleveland and wins a championship. Then the whole sports world loves him again. And then last year, he is trading away the whole team. Then everyone's starting to get like, oh, LeBron, you're really kind of messing up. Then he comes to the Lakers. And, you know, Lakers fans were iffy on him as well. I mean, I think a majority of them liked him. And then the other half were like, no, we don't want you.
See, I was kind of split because I'm a Lakers fan. But, like, I just didn't know if I wanted – because I knew he was going to bring, like, that kind of drama.
Exactly.
I knew.
LeBron brings
and
drama.
When they traded – dude, if they would have kept D'Angelo Russell – he's lighting it up with Brooklyn. He's lighting it up. If they would have kept him, that would have been awesome.
If they would have kept him instead of getting Lonzo Ball. Although, I will say, Lonzo has had a pretty solid year this year.
Imagine if the Lakers took Luka.
He just got hurt.
If the Lakers took Luka. Or was he in the same draft as Ball, right? He was in the same draft as
No, he was this
last year after.
Last
he was this past
draft.
Year's.
Damn.
So.
But I'm sure. But, yeah. Can you pull up the draft year for when Ball got drafted? I think it was 2 years
that
ago.
That was when Jason Tatum and Markel Fultz.
They
should
have taken Jason Tatum. That's who it was. That's who I was thinking of. You're good. You don't have to pull
but,
him
I mean,
up
they had Brandon Ingram. So, I mean, that was a guy
that
they thought could
you could
I mean,
have
right,
had
honestly, though,
Tatum
if you look at the stats right now, of the past, I think, 20 games or so, or since All-Star break. Brandon Ingram is scoring like 26 points, I think he's averaging on like 40 or 50% shooting.
Is he averaging 26 points?
Past the All-Star break.
Brandon Ingram? Okay.
Yeah. If you look at the games past the All-Star break, he's averaging like 26 points.
Yeah.
Or 26 or 23, I think it was like something in between there.
Yeah.
And then you have Kyle Kuzma, who's averaging like 50% behind the three-point line, averaging over 20 points as well.
Kuzma's real.
Kuzma's real good.
He can.
All I'm saying, man, is if I am the freaking Pelicans, why would I not take that trade with Kuzma,
Ingram? Idiots. That's the best you're going to get, for one. Dude, you're probably not going to get anything better in the offseason.
That's what I'm saying.
As a trade, you know.
Because if you're Boston and Kyrie walks, why are you getting Anthony Davis for all your young guys?
Yeah, you don't. Like that's a dumb move. That's going to be interesting. If Kyrie did walk, like, what is Boston's plan? I mean, I know they always have assets. They have things that they can trade away or whatever, but what is the plan if Kyrie walks? That's going to be an interesting dilemma if that happens.
If you think about it, if he walks, they're still going to be a solid basketball team. Because with Kyrie, the ball sticks. He is a ball-dominant point guard.
Yeah,
and he's a scorer. And sometimes it helps you, sometimes it hurts you. Because in late game situations, when you need to get a bucket, Kyrie's going to get you a bucket.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a lot of other things, it's just the way that he presents himself when he's upset, and like the whole team shows it.
What you got, Grant?
So I'm looking at this mock draft. I did not realize that Boston has 3 first round picks.
Oh yeah.
This year
they have assets.
What picks are they? Well, I know it's not solidified yet.
But they have, right now they have the 14.
From who?
It doesn't say who it's from.
Okay.
They have 14, 18, and then 21, which is their pick. 21 is their pick. It has them taking Manu Bol's son, Bol out of Oregon.
Bol.
Romeo Langford.
From
Indiana. Dude, yeah. Oh, yeah, beast. Wow. And then, who's the 21st? Jackson Hayes out of Texas. He's power forward center. So, big old boy.
I mean, 6'11". Obviously the mock drafts in the NBA are a little harder to do because you don't know how the lottery is going to play out.
Of course.
And who's going to take who, because lands where in the lottery kind of affects their needs. You know, they're obviously, if you're number one, you're taking Zion. It doesn't matter what team you are, you're taking Zion for sure.
Oh, you're taking Zion hands down.
But from there, it's like, depending on how the lottery falls, it could go any way. Like, teams, you don't know who's going to be available. I mean, that's with every draft, but, like, more so in the NBA because you don't know who's going to be where until the lottery's done. So, it'll be interesting to see. You got playoffs coming up for everything. You got basketball playoffs. You got March Madness is, like, right now. Selection Sunday's this Sunday. That'll be fun. You got NHL's coming to the close. They're going to go in the playoffs. That'll be my sport. That's awesome. And then baseball starts, and then from there, it's kind of a quiet. That's the thing about summer is, like, baseball is, like, the only thing that's going on.
It's just quiet.
And then you got college football, so.
Personally, I just can't get involved in baseball like that. Just can't get invested.
Grant, you're a baseball guy, right?
Huge baseball guy.
Yeah.
Go Sox, baby. Go Sox.
White Sox.
No, dude.
Oh, Red Sox,
you
man.
Are.
Dude, who likes the
Red Sox, man? Come on.
All right, so next time I probably can't have you on, but. So we'll wrap up and. I think next episode, maybe we talk about, I think hopefully we can do one right before the draft, get a little bit better idea of where people are going. You know, playoffs will probably have been started or close to starting. You know, there's only 15-ish games left in the NBA.
Yeah, there's about 3 weeks left.
Yeah, so maybe we can get another episode before that, the regular season ends, and we'll do it. Thank you for coming on. Thank you, Grant, for TDing. Maybe you'll be on next time. Maybe Ryan will be behind.
Might have to switch next time.
Might have to switch up, maybe.
Who knows?
But
especially
thank you guys.
Can't control these hiccups.
And we'll catch you next time. Let's do it.